Action item number 11, we do have statewide hunting and fishing proclamation rule amendments, use of laser sighting devices. Mr. Mike Berger. Mike.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. For the record, I'm Mike Berger, Director of Wildlife Division, and we're here this morning to talk about an action item that would expand hunting opportunity for our legally blind constituents. As you know, House Bill 308 in the last legislature amended our code by authorizing use of laser sighting devices to be used by hunters who are legally blind as long as they are accompanied by another licensed hunter age 13 or older. Under the terms of this bill, we are required to adopt rules to prescribe proof of legal blindness, and we've established that as a note from a physician or optometrist. I think we did not publish the rule with the word optometrist, but ophthalmologist, but we will modify that to take care of that. These rules were published in July, issue of the Texas Register. We have had only 10 comments on this rule, 7 were in support, and 3 were opposed. So our recommendation is that you adopt an amendment to 6511 concerning lawful means with changes as necessary as to the rule that was published. I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Sure. Any questions from the commission? We do have one person who would like to speak to this, Kirby Brown.
Not a problem. My name is
Cook in here. You have that red light. You can speak forever.
I like this. This works good. And I'm not going to say anything.
Old Brown's wife.
No, I'm with Texas Wildlife Association. We support the staff proposal. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate the comments. Any other questions or comments? Do I have a motion? So moved. Dan Friedkin. Do I have a second? Yes, Mr. Bivens. Great. All in favor? All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.